This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Chinese health officials are reporting the number of confirmed cases from the coronavirus outbreak surpassed 70,000 on Monday, with the death toll rising to nearly 1,800. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
Authorities imposed a ban on vehicle travel across the province, and at least 48 cities have new lockdown policies, where residents of building blocks or neighbourhoods must register to be let in or out. Meanwhile, Singapore reported its biggest jump in virus cases so far, rising to 67, one of the highest tallies outside of China. The city also downgraded its 2020 outlook for its economy. It and Japan now face the looming possibility of recession under the impact of the virus.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. Meanwhile, two charter flights from Japan carrying Americans from a cruise ship where a coronavirus outbreak occurred landed in the U.S. early this morning. AP's Julie Walker has details.
The State Department says 14 people on those flights confirmed to them they tested positive for the coronavirus, but were allowed to get on the planes because they were not showing any symptoms. All the evacuees, about 340 in total, will be kept in quarantine for 2 weeks at two Air Force bases, Travis in California and Lackland in Texas. Meanwhile, officials in Japan say more than 450 people from the Diamond Princess cruise ship, at least 40 of them Americans, who are still there, have been infected with the coronavirus. I'm Julie Walker.
A U.S. embassy spokesman says that no one was injured after several rockets struck a coalition base in Iraq's capital. The attack is the latest in a recent string of attacks targeting coalition troops. For more on today's top news, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The Taliban appears confident it will sign a peace agreement with the United States by the end of this month to close the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan. A senior leader of the insurgent group told a pro-Taliban news agency the two adversaries have mutually decided to hold the signing ceremony in Doha, which hosted the 18-month U.S.-Taliban negotiations. Candidates for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination are campaigning today ahead of Saturday's caucuses in Nevada. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
At a Democratic Party gala near the site of the Las Vegas massacre, former Vice President Joe Biden criticized Bernie Sanders' vote in 2005 to protect gun makers from being sued.
We gave immunity to gun manufacturers. Look at what they've done.
Sanders says his populist plans are what the people want.
The agenda that we are bringing forth is exactly the agenda the working class of this country want.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren calls it a key election.
I believe that 2020 is our moment in history.
Former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg says old ideas won't beat President Donald Trump.
We can't go up against the most disruptive president in American history, both by falling back on the familiar.
I'm Tim McGuire.
The United States and Europe appear divided over the health of the transatlantic relationship following a key security conference in Germany over the weekend. As Henry Ridgewell reports from Munich, European leaders believe they must take control of their own destinies.
French President Emmanuel Macron said the U.S. was undergoing a rethink of its relationship with Europe and the continent must take charge of its own destiny.
15 years ago, we thought our values were universal, that we were going to dominate the world in the long term. And then I look at the horizon of 10 to 15 years, we are going to be increasingly pushed by other agendas and other values. They are emerging.
Macron said it was time to have a strategic dialogue with Russia. Moscow's foreign minister told the conference it was time to abandon the cultivation of the phantom Russian threat. Most European nations say Russia's invasion of Ukraine is evidence of the very real dangers. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Munich, Germany.
Syria's military says its troops have regained control of territories in northwestern Syria in record time, vowing to continue to chase armed groups wherever they are. The new advances, along with securing a key highway that ran through rebel territory, are set to facilitate movement between northern and southern Syria, including the city of Aleppo, Syria's commercial center before the war. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.